The Time Travelling Tunnel. Today you're going on a school trip. You're in the playground with your friends and you're all very excited. The teacher blows a whistle. You all turn around to listen. She tells you all to line up in twos. You pick a partner and stand next to them. Now the teacher tells you all to line up behind her in twos. You follow her as she leads you down to the canal, which is south. You stop by the canal and see a strange narrow boat moored at the canal's edge. Point at it. Carefully walk down the towpath, dodging the smelly goose poo. The teacher tells you to stand at the water's edge. Look around you. You see swans and cygnets to the west in the canal. You stand very still so you don't scare them. The teacher gives you some seeds to feed the cygnets. Throw the seeds into the canal. You hear some hissing noises. You all jump back. It's a mother goose protecting her goslings. Feed them some seeds so she doesn't snap at you. In the water, you see rubbish floating by. Your teacher gives you a litter stick. She tells you to pick the rubbish out of the canal and place it in a bag. Count how many bags you have filled. Well done. Give the litter sticks back to the teacher. Look again at the narrow boat. It has beautiful flowery designs. You notice it has a nameplate. It is called Susanna. There is a lady at the back of the boat. She points to a ramp from the canal towpath to the boat. She tells you to carefully walk up the ramp and take a seat on the boat. You step on the boat. Whoa! It's rocking. You fall over, but you're okay. Get up and sit down. You're feeling really dizzy. You hear the noise of the engine starting. Look out of the north window. The boat is moving. You're thirsty. Get out your water bottle from your bag and take a drink. You look out of the east window. There is a lock ahead. The boat bumps into the lock gates and you fall off your seats. The teacher tells you to get up as there is hard work to do. You clamber down the ramp and off the boat. You can see the lock with its giant levers and cogs. The teacher tells you to hold the massive winding lever and wind it round and round. Make big, strong, circular movements with your arms. Keep going, keep going. The lock gates are opening. Stop winding, that's enough. The narrow boat drives into the lock. You have to close the open gate. Take hold of the lever again. Now wind it back the other way. Pull hard. The water is pushing against the gates, making it hard to close. Three more turns.
One.
Two. Three. You've done it. The boat is in the middle of the lock. You are exhausted. Sit down and stretch your aching arms. But what did your teacher say? You have to open the second lock gate. Oh no. Walk to the next gate and take hold of the lever. Work together to wind the gates open again. There is a loud sound of water rushing, and you realize that the lock is open and the boat has driven through. Your teacher sees that your arms cannot do any more pushing. They are hanging down limply at your sides. Go to the ramp and board the boat again. You sit down and rest while your teacher winds the lever. Look out the south window. She's so tired from all the hard work. You and your friend point at her and giggle. Your teacher and the driver get back on board and the boat chugs along. The water is wavy from the locks and you bump in your seats. Look out of the west window. You see a huge dark tunnel. The driver tells you that the canal tunnel in Kings Norton is very special. It's called the West Hills Tunnel, and it is 1.5 miles long. It was built in 1796, so it's over 220 years old, and it's one of the largest tunnels in our canals network. The tunnel is getting closer. You sail inside. It's totally dark. You and your partner cling to each other because it's quite frightening. The chugging sound of the engine gets louder. You shout, "Echo!" and the noise repeats back to you. "Wait! Be quiet!" That's strange. The engine noise has stopped. It's totally silent. You freeze on the spot. What's that faint sound? It sounds like clip-clopping. You look out of the west window again and see brightness in the distance. The end of the tunnel. Give your friend a high five. You made it! The boat bumps to a stop. Look around to check if everyone's okay. Hold on a sec. They have no life jackets on, and neither do you. The lunch bags have gone too. And everywhere you look, there are sacks of coal stacked up in huge piles. You look out of the north window and see a massive white Shire horse. It's walking along the towpath with a man who's wearing dirty old-fashioned clothes. Stand up on your tippy toes to get a better look. The man is tying a rope to the horse. He throws a rope into the boat near your feet and asks you to tie the rope to the narrow boat. Look around for a safe place to tie it. Kneel down and make a few good strong knots. Your knees are sore. Look down. You are kneeling on the coals. Your knees are cut and your legs and clothes are filthy. Try to brush the coal dust off your clothes. Now look at your clothes. They are disgustingly dirty. Look out of the north window again. You can't take your eyes off the beautiful horse. The man sees you looking at her and calls out to you, "Hey you, do you want to come and pet the horse?" You nod and scramble over the coals, hop onto the towpath. Everything looks totally different, like one of those old pictures in the books at school. Gently reach up and touch the horse's soft cheek. The man gives you a slice of apple for the horse. Hold your hand out, flat, palm up. Put the apple on your hand and hold it up to the horse's mouth. The horse eats the apple and licks your hands. Ew! It's all slobbery. You giggle and wipe your hand on your dirty clothes. You ask the man what year it is. 1800, the man replies with a smile and a wink. He tells you that the tunnel is very unusual. They call it the time tunnel. The driver says it's time to go. You climb aboard, but there is no engine noise. Instead, there's a clip-clopping sound. Look out of the south window again. The horse is tied up to the boat by long ropes and is pulling it and you along. The movement is slow at first, but it speeds up a little. But then, there is the sound of an explosion. The boat starts rocking in the choppy water and you fall down on the sharp coals. Rub your sore knees. Out of the west window, you see what made the explosions. Navvies were blasting a new section of canal from the surrounding hillside. Your driver explains that they will join the new canal to this canal next year, and it will go all the way to London and Manchester. But she says that for now, you need to find a clear space and lie down, as you have hard work to do. You are confused, but do as she says. Lie down and close your eyes. The clip-clopping noise has stopped. You open your eyes, but it's completely dark. Rub your eyes. Still blackness. You must be back in the tunnel. Sit up. The driver tells you that there is no towpath in the tunnel for the horse to pull the boat. She says you'll have to leg it through. You look round at your friends with a puzzled look on your face and shrug your shoulders. The driver tells you to go on the east or west side of the boat, whichever you are closest to. Your teacher checks that there are roughly the same number of children on each side. The driver tells you to lie on your backs next to each other so that your feet are pointing at your wall. Carefully put your feet against the wall of the tunnel. Now walk your feet along the tunnel wall, pushing towards the north side and pushing the same direction. You're amazed to feel the boat moving through the tunnel. Keep on pushing. The driver tells you that you're legging the boat through as the horse can't pull you without a towpath. Keep legging. It's hard work, but you can see the brightness in the distance. Keep legging. A little more. You made it! You are so exhausted. Rub your eyes as they adjust to the daylight and give your aching leg muscles a quick massage. The teacher tells you to lie still for a few moments with your eyes closed and take 5 deep breaths. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes and sit up. Look around. Everyone's life jackets are back and the coal has gone. Best of all, the lunch bags have reappeared. Go to your seats, take a small snack from your bag and eat it up. All the legging and working the logs has made you very, very hungry. The canal boat comes to a stop. Stand up and put your bag on your shoulder. Walk to the east where the boat ramp is. Walk down it and hop on the towpath. Your teacher tells you to line up in twos with the same partner that you had before. You are happy to be going back to school after your time travelling tunnel adventure. The end.